Making a difference in our community through volunteerism. This is Doug and Gladys Sidock. Doug and Gladys, thank you for being a community builder.
How are you two doing?
Well, we're doing okay. We're bored, but we're doing okay, health-wise. It's just, we just don't have enough to do right now.
The two of you have been very active and very busy in the community while you were working, but also into your retirement.
When I retired, actually, I worked for the Victim Witness Assistance Program for 10 years. And in that 10 years, I found I needed something else to do. And I had been acting with the Renfrew Little Theater off and on. It was the Renfrew Little Theater. And at that point, it was organized by Marge Lindsay and her group. And, of course, we just lost Marge, which is very sad. The Little Theater, all the people that were running it began to be too old to do it, so they decided they would wrap it up. And Lois LeClaire, a friend of mine for many years, and she's also passed on, she and I decided that, you know what, Renfrew needed a theater because the Renfrew Little Theater had been active for so many years. So we decided, we talked one day, and we decided, okay, let's give it a whirl. And we said, you know what? What does this community need most? We decided it needed laughter. And so that's why we decided to call it LAFT, L-A-F-T, Laugh Theater. And we agreed that we would only do shows which would produce laughter.
My theater started when I worked for Cable 22, and it wasn't Cogeco at that point, it was Cable 22. So we got involved with the theater through his dad, had a good friend that was a lighting specialist, and he had him up for a show here. And we got into the backstage, the two of us, and started to learn a little bit about lighting.
What else have you been involved in that maybe people aren't aware of?
Well, we did Lumber Baron Festival for 13 years. And then, of course, the year that they had the Renfrew County Idol Competition, and we had to go around to all of the different areas where they were holding the competition and set things up. Right now, of course, we're still on the board of the Friends of the Disabled. We were involved with the Miss Teen Ontario East as well. Terry Fox run.
I started out younger with Cubs and Scouts, went on from there to minor baseball when Renfrew had minor baseball here, minor hockey, theater. I've been involved with Real Cool Initiatives in musical theater. One project that we really enjoyed in doing was Gladys and I in 2006 decided that Renfrew should have a 150th celebration. So we contacted the mayor and asked if we could set up a committee and whatnot. So the two of us chaired that, and we had a blast. It was 2 years of organization, 1 year of implementation, and a half a year to wind it down. So that was a nice project to be. I sing with the Valley Harmonizers, church luncheons, Thompson Hill Cemetery. We've been around.
My question for you is, because you have been so active and so involved with so many different things in our community, what has been your motivation for wanting to give back? Why was it important to get involved?
Any community needs active volunteers, and every community needs to have things that bring people together and make them happy and do special things for people that are in need.
To be part of a community that you live in, you have to give back to a certain amount. So we always were well treated by the community, and when we get a chance to give back, we love to give back.
Well, I just want to say that I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today. And from all of us here at MyFM and everyone in the community, I'd like to say thank you to both you and Doug for not only being a community builder, but being a community leader.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
Listen to all of our community builders at renfrewtoday.ca.